Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with the CEO of Prairie Meadows, Brian O'Rielko. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, Zach. It's great to be here.
Yeah, I appreciate you making a little time for us. I know this past weekend was the Kentucky Derby, and it kind of kicks off horse racing here in Central Iowa for you. First off, how did everything go with the Kentucky Derby last weekend?
Oh, what an amazing day. We had, not only did we have the Kentucky Derby here broadcast on all of our simulcast feeds, we had live racing for the first time in about 8 years that we've had both at the same time. And I will tell you, it was the most highly attended day at Prairie Meadows, even more than our fireworks on July 3rd. It was really just a party on the patio, people having a great time, enjoying the racing, enjoying food and beverage, just spending time with friends. And so just a great atmosphere. Love to bottle that up every single weekend, but I'm just so proud of our team and just glad that the customers just had a great experience.
Yeah, that's great to hear. Horse racing, though, at Prairie Meadows. Live horse racing's coming back. Tell me a little bit about this.
Well, you know, we had our bonus day on Kentucky Derby Day, but really, racing kicks off Friday, May 8th. We have racing Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. The first week, it will just be Friday, Saturday. But, you know, live racing at Prairie Meadows. Prairie Meadows is the only racetrack in Iowa. It's the only place that you can go and see live racing, and it is a professional sport, and you know, in terms of where it stacks up, it is one of the premier racetracks in the Midwest. And so to get an opportunity to come out and see high quality racing, this is where you do it. And so we're very excited bringing back some of the hottest trainers and jockeys. But we're doing a lot of different things this year out on the track apron to make it just more of a party atmosphere, but also with activities for the family. So it really will just be, you know, we're trying to hit kind of all demographics, and people are going to notice a big change with racing. And so we're just hoping people give us a shot, come back Friday, Saturday, 6 p.m. Racing usually lasts till about 9 or 9:30, and then we have entertainment afterwards every night.
I saw an announcement that you guys are bringing some new amenities for those that want to come out and see these races. What are some things that fans might be able to experience this year?
Yeah, you're right, Zach. So we are doing something different every night, so kind of a different theme. We may have food truck nights. We'll have live music. Maybe it will be car show day. But every night there will be something different going on. In addition to that, we have lots of games and activities for our fans, really to try to engage the fans. And so our horse racing individuals, trainers, jockeys, they're going to be interviewed, showcased throughout the night. And so it's really just a different experience for our fans. It's great for everyone. You don't need to know about horse racing. You don't have to be an expert. We just want people that are want to come out and have a great time. And we know we'll deliver, and it's really going to be a great experience. And then after racing, every Friday and Saturday night, we'll have live music and really get an opportunity for people to come in and enjoy some of the hottest table games and slot machines in the area.
All right, Brian, as somebody that didn't grow up in kind of the racing world, we've got the dirt track here in Marshalltown. You got the Iowa Speedway in Newton. This is the only place you can see live horse racing. But what makes horse racing kind of stand out and a little bit unique?
Yeah, so it's really the individual just interest story. The horses, they have their own stories. The trainers, they have their own stories. You know, no different than May 2nd at Kentucky Derby Day, the first female trainer to win the Kentucky Derby. I mean, what a story! And her background and her history and how she got to the level that she did in winning America's biggest race. There are stories like that all over the racing industry, and that is really what we're trying to highlight. And so it's just a fun experience. If you want to see just, you know, majestic animals, you know, those fans, they'll be right out on the track apron watching those horses in the post parade. They're just big, beautiful animals. And then when they perform, there's nothing like standing right at the track rail and listening to the thumping of those horses as they come down the track. And it's just an unbelievable experience. And I think if you haven't tried it, I think people would love it.
Brian, where can people go to see maybe the schedule of races coming up for the season?
Yes, great question. PrairieMeadows.com, under the live racing link, we have our schedule. It's highlighted with not only the days that we're running, post times, but then also some special race days and events. Those are spelled out on the schedule, and so there are days that may have a slightly different post time because of big national races like the Preakness, the Belmont Stakes. We also do fireworks, and then the Festival of Racing, July 10th and 11th, that's where we'll see some of the biggest names from all over the country ship into Prairie Meadows to race, and that's just a fun weekend as well. So PrairieMeadows.com, all of the information about racing and everything else we do here will be there.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a jam-packed summer of racing at Prairie Meadows. Beyond the racetrack, you guys also have a casino, a sports book, things like that. One of my favorite things to do, Brian, is to walk in and put $20 on black. I've never won at Prairie Meadows, so tell me, how can I go and win some of my money back? Do you have any new games for people?
I love it. So yeah, that's a great story. So we do. So we're bringing back. Not only do we have all of the traditional table games like blackjack, roulette, craps, and some of the carnival games, we're bringing back Pigao as well. So that's another kind of popular table game people like. The other thing we've purchased. Least about 50 new slot machines. These are machines that we're hearing from our customers that they see maybe on YouTube and other different types of media outlets and channels, and we're bringing those in and just having just a great response from our customers. And so truly we are bringing in technology innovation. This is a lot of new stuff, and if you haven't tried us in a while, we'd encourage you to come out. And then not only that, I mean, we've got some of the best food and beverage venues. AJ Steakhouse is another place. If you come out here to enjoy racing, enjoy the casino, take a trip into AJ's. Affordable pricing, great food. You wouldn't want to miss that either.
Yeah, I've never had a bad meal at Prairie Meadows either. I've been to a lot of events down there, so always a good time. One thing I was able to stop in and see, the sports book. Tell me a little bit about the sports book. I'm sure March Madness is truly madness up there.
Oh, it is. It is, Zach. And so the fourth floor, we have our sports book. We have our simulcast area. But you can wager on anything in person here in the sports book. So, you know, a situation where maybe you come into the casino, but you have your favorite ball team, especially as we're still in the playoffs here for the NBA and NHL. You know, you can come up and make a couple of wagers on those as well. And that's on the fourth floor, and it's, you know, really full scale casino, and you know, anything that you might want, we'll have it here. And that sports book's very popular as well.
Yeah, Brian, is there any hidden gems that maybe we haven't talked about that's with Prairie Meadows? Because you guys do so much down at that facility that I'm sure people miss something here and there.
Yeah, I think AJ Steakhouse is really something that I think once people try that, they recognize that, you know, that this is a top top-notch steakhouse with affordable pricing. And so I think that's really important when customers come out, they get an opportunity to try that. Our hotel is beautiful as well, and so maybe it's a staycation. You take your spouse, significant other, for a fun weekend. We can get you set up with a hotel room as well. You enjoy a nice dinner, stay at the hotel, enjoy racing, enjoy the casino, and really just make it a great weekend of fun.
Yeah, and you're right there on I-80. Get over to 235 as well. So people from Marshalltown, hey, we like going down to the big city of Des Moines. That's a great place to stay to get you around as well. If people wanted to learn more or look at those hotel amenities, prairiemeadows.com, the best place to go?
It is, prairiemeadows.com. Everything that you may want on the hotel, casino, live racing, entertainment, it's all there, prairiemeadows.com.
Well, Brian, it was great to chat with you today, and I appreciate learning a lot more that Prairie Meadows has to offer that's really just right here in the backyard of Marshall County. So thank you for your time today, and best of luck with horse racing this year.
Thank you so much, Zach. Appreciate our time.